Samuel L. Bronkowitz presents...
Is your website turkey?
Fast and bulbous.
Does it gobble right?
Mind your business.
Can people eat it?
Pork Rind Wednesday, dog, you know what I mean? It's like, hey, let's make it happen.
Mind your business.
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Thanksgiving edition of the Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thank you for bringing us with you wherever you go via iTunes, Stitcher, and coming soon to Google Play. Thank you for the everlasting love on Pinterest. And please keep the questions coming through our website, Facebook, or by email at info@minddnd.com. Now, a lot of podcasters take the holidays off. And since we do our podcast on Thursday, it would have been easy to say, well, it's a holiday, I'm going to take the day off, no podcast this week. And I'll do that at the end of the year. But I love doing this. I love being here with you. And I thought, you know, of all the holidays that I really should do this, especially since I record it a day or two ahead of time anyway. I mean, let's be honest here. Of all the holidays where I should have a podcast, this is one, Thanksgiving. And, you know, this is a little bit of a departure for our humble podcast. I don't have a lot of SEO or other Weberific tips for you this week. I'm making the attempt, however futile, to stop those gears in my head from turning and pause and just give thanks. You know, the more technology advances and therefore makes the speed of life faster, the more I appreciate the holidays. Maybe I'm just getting older. I don't know. All I know is that sometimes life seems to move so fast that by the time we stop to smell those proverbial roses, they're gone. I guess I appreciate holidays as those pit stops in the race of life where we have no choice but to stop and take stock of things. You know, 2015 on the personal front has been the most difficult year of my life, personally. Thank God for my wife. Thank God for my family. Thank God for the people I work with and for my clients with whom I have professional relationships, the likes of which I most likely could not have had elsewhere. So let me tell you, I've got a lot to be thankful for, a ton, seriously. So that's what this week is about. That's why I'm flapping my gums here right now. This week, I'm going to give you the top five things I'm most thankful for in 2015. I hope you'll take time to take stock of your own life and what you have to be thankful for. Because we all have things to be thankful for. No matter what trials and tribulations we go through, there's a lot to be thankful for. We just have to open our eyes and look. And, you know, I said the top five things I'm most thankful for. There's actually going to be more than five, but hey, who's counting? Outside of the top two or three, there's no particular order. So I'll start with my favorite band, who I will find a way to work into a podcast or two or three throughout the year. If you've been listening over the last year, year and a half, you've seen this and you know who it is. So first of all, I'm going to say I'm thankful that Clutch released a new album this year. As usual, it rocks and it's wonderful. You know, I have followed this band since their first album in 1992, but I really became a Clutch fanboy around 2005 when my first marriage was just really starting to inevitably go down the tubes. I mean, to be perfectly transparent with you here, I really needed something to make me smile. I was in a miserable outside sales job and was on the road a lot. So I had plenty of time to listen to music, and Clutch just really did it for me because the music is a sound and a groove that I really dig, but the lyrics are just chock full of some brilliant wordsmithing. I mean, stuff that made me laugh. I mean, any band that can rock like this, and make me smile, make me laugh, count me in, and Clutch is them. I'd never encountered anything like this before. Neil Fallon is the lead vocalist of Clutch and King Wordsmith, probably the most well-read rocker that there is. Some of my favorite lines from Clutch songs are like this one. When you took the practice scholastic aptitude test, did you know the answers or did you guess? And this one. Just when you thought it could get no stranger, may I present the semblance of a Scandinavian doppelganger? Yeah, it's ridiculous. And the best part is they know it's ridiculous. And that last one, by the way, is my favorite rhyme of all time, other than that which I just made. This band uplifts my spirits and makes me smile, and I'm thankful for another year of that. I'm thankful for music itself. I couldn't live without it. I can't imagine the world without music. And incidentally, really looking forward to making a road trip to Philly next week with the Chad Rock to check out the Sword at the Trocadero. I'm thankful for my friends. I mean, I've been blessed with some really good people in my life, from right here in Pennsylvania to my best bud, Paul Ledoux, and my friends in Louisiana, to my old high school friend, Chris Spurlock, fighting fires and saving lives out in Lakewood, Washington State. I'm privileged to know a lot of good people in this life. Really, really privileged. And I think it's important for all of us to take a moment and think about the people that we know, whether they're right in front of us, whether we see them every day, or whether we're in contact. I mean, one of the things I love about Facebook, as much as there's idiocy that happens, and sometimes you learn things about people that you don't want to know by what they will brazenly post on their Facebook pages, at the same time, I like Facebook because I've been able to maintain contact with people from all parts of my life, going back to elementary school when I lived in Tennessee. It's really awesome, and I got a lot of friends that I'm grateful for. I'm thankful for the work that I do. I mean, I'm thankful that I absolutely love my work. Hell, it took me long enough to get to that point. 2 years from now, I'm going to reach a half century. But man, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. Every day I learn something new. Every day I achieve something more. Every day is a joyous challenge because you know what? I work with people who inspire me to be better. And when it comes to your career, to your work, can you ask for anything more, really? And besides that, it's just raining words and I'm bathing in syntax, baby. I'm thankful for you. I am thankful for you. Seriously, if you weren't listening, I know we probably have never met. But if you weren't listening, I'd be merely talking to myself, which would just be creepy. Thank you for listening to the podcast from the bottom of my heart and from the bottom of our hearts here at Mind. We're here for you. Seriously, and we hope that you get some good information that you can really use from listening to our podcast. And always remember, if you have that burning question, okay, here's the shameless self-promotion coming in. If you have a burning question you would like us to answer on the podcast, hit us up on Facebook or email us. I mean that, though. This podcast is for you. The information we put out here weekly is for you. And if you have questions, you can get them answered here. Just hit us up. I'm thankful for my colleagues here at Mind who are both friends and family to me. Sarah Hornberger, Chad McComsey, Dave Zimmerman, Andy Mull, Hip Den, Chris Bradley, Sarah Kyler, Tom Toth, Molly Sams, Fabio Cafaro, who is our ultimate PPC guy. Never in my life have I been part of such a true team in every sense of the word. Like I said a few minutes ago, and I mean this, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. I'm thankful for my sister and brother and my extended family. And we're all over the place, believe me, from Uncle Al and Aunt Jo and Cousin Tom here in Pennsylvania to Tennessee to Louisiana. My sister, God, I love my sister. She taught for 30 years in Louisiana and is retired, but not really. She's still involved with education, and I just know I'm going to be the same way. Keep moving, keep thinking, feel younger, live longer. My brother has been a clinical psychologist for 30-plus years in Tennessee, done a lot of good for a lot of people. I love him. I'm the baby of the family, and I'll tell you, sister and brother have set a hell of an example for me, and I love them. I'm thankful for my three children and for the relationship we have. I love them, and I cannot imagine life without them. Divorce is an ugly thing, my friends, especially when there are children in the middle. I don't care what anyone says. I don't care what anyone tells you. It's never easy. In fact, I shouldn't say it's never easy, but if it is easy, congratulations. I'm jealous of you because you're part of the maybe 1 or maybe 2% of those scenarios. But you do your best to make the best of the situation and make sure you show your children how much you love them. And for any of you who may be experiencing this and experiencing any doubts, trust me, children are smart. They will see and they will love you for it. And you know who told me that? When I started going through this back in 2007, my friends, who I think I just mentioned I'm thankful for. That's one of many reasons I'm thankful. I'm thankful for my mom and dad. I could keep you up all night talking about those people. I just love them. And I don't feel like I can love them enough for how they have been supportive of me through my difficult times. They've been married for 61 years. 61 years now. Wow. And they set the best example for me as parents that I could ever hope for. As I've gotten older, I appreciate it more and more. They both turned 80 this year, and man, we should all be so blessed to have our health and our wits about us like them. I mean that. Seriously. 80 years old, my dad still fly fishes and ties flies. He still plays the piano like nobody's business and composes music. He taught music for nearly 50 years. He can talk your ear off more than me, and you'll learn more in 5 minutes of conversation with him than just about anybody you'll ever meet. I am not kidding. And my mom, besides being the root source of my obsession with words, and I love her for that, this lady used to eat jalapeno peppers out of a jar, like most people eat pickles. We did not mess with her. Growing up, we did not mess with her. At age 79, she had double knee replacement surgery. And I kid you not, I have never seen strength in my life like watching her do rehab after that surgery. Incredible. Incredible. I'm pausing here because it really, thinking back on it, and this is going back to February of 2014, I flew down to be with my parents to help out some after her surgery. And if there's anything in my life that has left me speechless, it's watching my then 79-year-old mother gritting it out through that rehab after double knee replacement surgery. I am telling you, I have never seen strength like that in my life. She's 80, and I have no doubt she can kick my ass, especially with those bionic knees. Boy, yes, ma'am, is in all caps, let me tell you. I love my folks, and I'm so grateful for them. And finally, I am so grateful for my wife. Dolores is just amazing. How she puts up with me I don't know, but I'm thankful. She deserves a Purple Heart. She really does. We have so much, we have so much fun together. We hike together. We go bike riding together. We camp. We both love camping, and I'm so thankful for that. We both love the outdoors. We occasionally irritate each other. We cook together when we can. I love that. I love cooking with her. It's awesome. Both of us work, so it's hard to make that happen sometimes, but it is so much fun cooking with her. It's great. Sometimes when we don't even have a recipe, we just, oh, this looks good. This looks good. Let's try this. Let's try this. It's wonderful. We've been married for 2.5 years, and I'm looking forward to many more. The right person in your life can make a huge difference in every aspect of your life, because the right person can change your life perspective in the best ways. Dolores has most definitely done that for me, and I love her. You know, I already said how grateful I am for my friends. And, well, there's a dear friend of mine who I'm thankful for, who happens to be the way cool announcer voice for our podcast. His name is David Atwood, and I've known him since my early radio days in the early 90s. He and his wife, Christy, are just wonderful. And incidentally, she's an award-winning author. You can look her up, Christy Atwood. She spells her name C-H-R-I-S-T-E-E, and then Atwood is A-T-W-O-O-D. Of course, I love emailing David Atwood because I always write his name with the at symbol and then Wood after it. he actually came up with that in a comment on Facebook a few years ago, and I just loved it. I thought that was the greatest, so I appreciate him putting up with it. Something else I could be thankful for. I recently asked Mr. Atwood if he would share something special with all of you in celebration of the Thanksgiving holiday, because, you know, he does our announcing voice on here. He has a lot of fun with it. He's a great guy, but it's like all you hear him say is, you know, the introduction to the podcast and all that. And I said, you know, Dave, can you share something with us, you know, in celebration of the Thanksgiving holiday? And he said, Mark, I have a very special traditional family recipe that I don't normally share with people, but you all are different, and I know you'll appreciate it. Wow. That wasn't quite what I was expecting. And Dave Atwood has a way of giving more than what you expect. So with that, I wish all of you, a happy Thanksgiving. And to end this week's podcast, I'd like you to sit next to the one you love, your honey, your baby, your significant other, whatever your term of endearment. Light a couple of candles and relax while the amazing David Atwood shares a very special Atwood family Thanksgiving recipe just for you.
And now I'd like to share Mama Atwood's classic cranberry sauce recipe. Grip the can opener tightly while applying pressure, and crank that damn handle until the lid is off the can. Turn the can upside down and shake vigorously until the vacuum seal breaks and that delicious cylinder of gelatinous goo with the lines from the can on it plops down into your most festive, empty, I can't believe it's not butter bucket. Garnish with love and bon appetit and happy Thanksgiving from our dysfunctional family to yours. from the minds at Mind Development and Design. Thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.